Hare Krishna. Don't let the mind play truant in the school of bhakti. Sometimes when a mother sends a child to the school, the child leaves home but does not reach the school. And a mother thinks that the child has gone to the school, but the child is fooling around here and there. And the mother may find that when the exam comes and the child flunks in the exams, and the mother may wonder what happened. Every day the child went to the school. But no, the child had gone out of home, but the child did not go to the school actually. The child played truant at school. Similarly, when we practice bhakti yoga, it is like we are taking our mind to the school of bhakti. Now, the mind is like a child, chanchalam hi manah Krishna. Krishna says chanchala, restless. Child is also often called as a chanchala, children are chanchala. So the mind is restless like a child. Our intelligence has to be like a mother, which ensures that the child goes to the school. Now, the mother cannot just be satisfied by sending the child out of home. Mother has to make sure the child goes to the school and attends the school. So like that, sometimes when we start doing the activities of bhakti, if we think that we are just physically situated as a class is going on and sitting in the class, it is time for chanting and we are uttering the mantra. We are going and taking darshan of the deities. If we think we are physically there, that alone is not enough for us to advance in the spiritual path. We may be physical there in a devotional environment, but if the mind is playing truant, the mind is not there, then there will be minimal purification. For the purification to take place, the mind has to come in contact with Krishna. Mai asakta manaha partha yogam yunyan madashraya asamshayam samagram mam yatha gyanasya sita shrun. In 7.1 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, at the process of bhakti yoga, intends to make the mind attached to Krishna. Mai asakta manaha. But the mind cannot become attached to Krishna if the mind doesn't come in contact with Krishna also. It is only when the mind comes repeatedly in contact with Krishna, then the mind starts recognizing that, yes, this Krishna bhakti is joyful. This whole process is nice. Why was I being reluctant in practicing it? I should have practiced it. Let me practice it now. And in that way, the mind can move onwards. So, when we are practicing bhakti, we cannot just practice it perfunctorily or mechanically, thinking that I am just going through the motions of bhakti. No, bhakti is not something which we go through the motions, we have to go through the emotions. And going through the emotions happens when the mind connects with Krishna. And that's why Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita repeatedly that we have to fix the mind on me. Manmana bhav mad bhakto. Madhyaji Maam Namaskuru, Manmana, fix the mind on me. This is the only verse in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna repeats twice as far as the verses about bhakti are concerned. This comes in 9.34 and it again comes in 18.65. So, when we ensure that the mind practices bhakti, gradually the mind itself will become attracted to Krishna. Prashanta manasam hiyenam yoginam sukhamuttamam upaiti shant rajasam brahma bhutam akalmasham. When we become purified, akalmasham, then what will happen? Prashanta manasam hiyenam, the mind will become peaceful. And then, atyantam sukham ashnute, ultimate happiness will be ours. Thank you. Hare Krishna.